I love my room. Don't get me wrong, but I cannot stay here all day long. School's been closed for months, and my mom thinks I'm a dunce, peppering me constantly or puffing me with artificial praise. Instagram is cool, but it's no substitute for school. I've been Zooming here for 90-something days. I can't do the things I like. Well, she'll let me ride my bike. Otherwise, it's claustrophobic under everybody's gaze. My mom makes daily charts, math, science, and the arts. She's obsessed. You should see the crazy projects she creates. I barely have the time to get my homework done online. She's breathing down my neck with whatever's on her mind. My dad mopes and pouts, throws little temper tantrums, and shouts, "Can you give a hand, dear? I'm trying to work." He smiles and acts all nice, but it's a clear device to cover up that he's acting like a jerk. My brother is the worst. Everything's me first. He's such an annoying little brat. Everything I do, he's following me. Me too. Where's the peace and quiet at? Alice had her Wonderland, and Dorothy her Oz. Milo had his toll booth to contend. Peter had his Neverland, Max his wild things. The wardrobe went to Narnia, where the kids turned into kings. I need a place that's mine, somewhere to unwind, where my friends and I can have an actual break. Some land that's far away, where I can choose to stay. Returning is only my decision to make. I know I need to write it, but I've pretty much decided poetry's meant to be read aloud. Spoken word's my jam, but the words have gotta land on the ears of listeners in a crowd. Besides, it's not the way I roll. Words on a page have no soul. I need to make it up in real time. It's hard to concentrate with so much on our plate. That is why I need a land that's mine.